Time for the Dead by Lynn Anderson, read by Sally Armstrong. For Blaze, Face Guy, Border Collie, who inspired this story. All the gods, the heavens and the hells, are within us. The dog stirred, ears pricking up, positioning themselves like radar. The night was full of noise for the Border Collie, not so for his owner, slumbering only inches away. The crackle and spit as a log settled in the stove, the hoot of an owl, the rustle of trees in the wind, the chatter of the burn that ran behind their caravan, all those the big collie heard and dismissed, but not the other sound. Raising his head, he listened, searching for what had awakened him, the memory of which troubled the dog, because he sensed that the sound had been made by a human, one in distress. The dog jumped up, certain now of what he should do and how quickly he would need to do it. A loud bark brought his bleary-eyed master to open the door, his words at having been woken so abruptly sharp on the ear. A blast of icy wind swept in, together with a flurry of wet snow, as the dog jumped out, oblivious to the order to be quick. He caught the smell of human almost immediately, more than one. Only a limited number of humans visited his home site during the winter months, and at least one of the scents he picked up, now he recognised. How far away was the fear, and in which direction? The dog paused to sniff the ground, catching perhaps the trail deposited earlier. Into the trees now, his swift run disturbed other creatures that lived on the 12-acre site, causing them to flee before him. A white hare rushed past, and the dog almost lost concentration until his training kicked back in. Find the human, follow their fear. He was circling, radar ears turning, nose to the air, aware that as the group had moved in circles in their earlier game, he too might do the same, never to reach his goal. The dog stood stock still, every hair on his shaggy body bristling. The new smell came to him then on the wind, making his shiny black nose twitch in anticipation. It was one he knew well, a scent that emanated from his usual prey, the blood smell of the kill. Chapter 1. Run. Breathe. She could smell her own sweat, feel it trickle inside her gear, despite her breath condensing in the freezing air. She paused to catch her breath and check the thump of her heart. Sniffing the air like a dog, she sought a scent of the others. People thought that all perspiration had the same smell. It didn't. She knew what each member of the group smelt like. In the midnight darkness of a desert hideout, she was able to distinguish each one of them by their footfall, by their breathing pattern as they slept, and by the scent of their bodies. She knew when they were at peace, when they were afraid, which was most of the time, and when they were aroused, like now. Her ears attuned. She instinctively knew where the others were with respect to her own location. She knew exactly where he was, and that was close behind her. Very close. She could hear the faint rumble of the burn, swollen with melting snow, but not yet see it. In Afghanistan, they'd had their night vision goggles. Not here. Here, they had to rely on their own eyes and their instincts. She would stop, she decided. She would wait for him to come to her, as she knew he would. Her heart beat like a marching band, and her sweat mingled with the tang of wet birch as she awaited his arrival. As it was, she caught the stink of his body before she saw him. Then a shaft of moonlight escaped from behind the sleet-laden clouds to find his outline. Tall, broad, his body dense and tense. She knew what he would do when he reached her. Crow his success. Look for his reward. Take it. She knew real fear then, and longed to turn and run. Spinning